Chazi, that Ruach Chazi, let's say Yisurah Chazir, Shekorach Acher Rochel, is running after a Rochel, running after a Rochel, so Yisurah Chazir, that was nursing from a lamb. So now, what's the law? You're not eating this Chazir or not? So Machim Boil, what's the Shailah? You let me, if you want to tell me a little Bechoyro, to say after Rochel, as a child, another kid, would it be a Bechor or not? Or can we boil it? Yechus Hashem Gimel, we pass on the Chalak Hashem Gimel or not? Yechus HaKarabonin, is salty boile betle. What do you have to say? The case is because it's a chazir that's nursing from the rochel. It's a case of a kid. So Mar says yes. He can be boile le bechera. So only shan hilchus bechera. Vali b'de rabbanon. So like this, Mar says what? Yehalach rabbanon ti boile betle. But he can be boile le bechera. Vali b'de rabbanon. She was one shall according to rabbanon or hilchus bechera. And liachila vali b'de shem gamriel. Slightly like this. Even according to Rabbanan, she's the Yama that they say. Merachma, that sometimes she'll nurse another kid, but maybe ki merachma, one would she nurse another kid, di mino, only if it's a kid like herself. But the loy mino loy, maybe no, she would not nurse another kid that's not like herself. Maybe since you see her nursing the chazir, that should be a proof for sure it's her kid, and maybe even according to Rabbanan, for sure she'll be put them in a bechira. Or Dilma, maybe no. Could be no, even though it's not her own min, it's a chazir, maybe still she'll still have rachmanis and nurse that kid. So according to Rabbanan, still a suffix whether she's potem and a bechor or not. And liyachilu the shalom, you'll eat this kid or not, this chazir, and the shalom, you'll have shalom gamliel. It's like this, imtim, so if you want to tell me, so the yoledes, merachemes, that once she gives birth and has her own kid, she'll nurse somebody else's kid, and maybe dimino, only a similar kid like her own. But the lav mino loy, another kid that's not her own, she won't nurse. And therefore, since she's nursing this chazir, it should be a proof it's her own kid. And then the kid should be mutter to eat, never to eat this chazir. Or Dilma, maybe no. Dilma, the lav mino nanim rachma. That once she gave birth, it's possible to say she'll nurse somebody else's kid, even a different min altogether, even a chazir. And then you have no proof to say this chazir is her kid. So be yasav achila, take this type of the suffix. That's like we're hearing at a suffix. You see, our shalom we had before, that really remains a suffix. That according to Shmuel Gamliel, that's pshita, that's for sure chazaka, that if we see her nursing, for sure she gave birth already. Because the behemoth would not nurse unless she gave birth. Our suffix is, though, the kid now that she's nursing, is it vade her kid? Or maybe no, agav, that she nurses her own kid, maybe she'll also nurse somebody else's kid also. The nafkamina is, like we started out, would there be an issa or malchus? A voice to the Espinoy, if you shech the mother and the kid, this kid that she's nursing now the same day, do we say it's a vadai her kid and you get malchus? Or maybe no, it's not a vadai her kid, therefore you not get malchus. His mission says like this. Rav Yosef ben HaMishulam Oimer, that HaShoychet Es HaBechor, somebody wants a shech to Bechor, means a korbin Bechor, so it's like a korbin, but there's a special law about a Bechor is loisogus, you're not allowed to pull off the hair. You can't shear off the wool of the bechor. So how do you do it? Hashechet as a bechor oisa makam a koifetz. You like to take the koifetz. That's like you take your the butcher, the hatchet. You like it like the butcher's hatchet. You like to take it and like to push the hair on the side. Mikana mikana. Like try and push the hair on the side each way, and then v'tilash es hasar. Even like to pull off. Even like to pull off the hair also. Obavado, but providing those shleis is enemam kaimli. You can't move it away from its place. Like here Rashi explains, the shayla is you have to set aside, push aside the hair that the knife, like, should not be covered up with the hair. Because then it may be a psul of chaloda. It's one of the psulim of shchita. That you have to be able to see the knife when you shech, that it shouldn't be stuck into the skin or into the hair. So before you start making the shchita, you have to first separate the hair. So you have to take a bigger knife to separate the hair. And Mash says tolish, you could like pull off the hair, or something in the Gemara, why? But once you pull it off, what you're supposed to do is just push it to the side, to not really take the hair off. Because it's a gzera, people should not think you're being over the lava by sogus. People shouldn't think you're pulling off, you're like shearing off the wool. So if we let a hair pull it out, and just push it to the side and leave it there. You see in the Gemara exactly why. Yeah. V'chein, the same thing, tolish es hasar liris mok mum. Let's say there's a mum on the bechor, and you have to show it to the chochom. So you can only see it if you get the hair off. So some to shave the hair off, that's a lav. It's the same eitza. The lav would be tolish, like move the hair to the side and then pull off. Pull off the hair, and that's mut, and then you can show it to the kohen. The question is why? Zemur says, Amar Rav. Rav says, first of all, Aloch Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. The Paschal and Rav Yosef ben Meshulam, we had the Gemara before. Both these two Alochis that you're allowed to shear off the, in this way, at least you're allowed to get, take the hair away from the Mokka Mashchita. Now, boy, in my name, Rav Huna, yes, a shalap from Rav Huna. Kinegdoi, the Yom Tif Ma. What's going to be the Locha, this type of a Malocha, to do it on Yom Tif? Forget about a Bechor, a regular Behema. You're allowed to make a Shchita on Yom Tif. The Shalom, would you allow to pull off the hair on Yom Tov also? So questions like this. My time to Rav Yosef ben Meshulam, what's the reason why he says it's Muta? Mishum Diksova, one reason could be because he holds Toilish Lav Hainu Geizes. That by Toilish, Stam pulling off the hair, that's not the law of the Torah of Geizes of shearing it off. The Torah when it says you can't like use a knife or a scissor like to shear off the wool. But to pull it out, that's Muta. Therefore, that's why it's Muta in the Mishnah. For the Yom Tov also, but on Yom Tov will be also done to pull out the hair. Devil Eikadov Migdulai, because on Yom Tov will be an Issa of Eikadov Migdulai. So is that the reason why? So then on Yom Tov would be also. Aduma maybe no. Aduma maybe be Alma all over Tayy Sov Rav Yosef ben Meshulam that Tolish Hainu Geizes. Really Tolish pulling out the hair. That's also the Chalal the Lav of the Torah not to be Gozas. Don't shear off the wool of a Bechor. So, how come in the Mishnah it says let it pull off the hair? I'll tell you the highness time. What's the reason to show? No, why the reason why it's not to it? Devilay, 1 second. Yeah. So to show a dumb the Gemara says here behind the time there is the Gemara says I do maybe no. The Alma Tayy Sov Rav Yosef ben Meshulam that Tolish Hainu Geizes. That Tolish really pulling off the hair really is the Yisa Geizes. So why in the Mishnah is a Muta? Behind the time of the show a Devilay Dover Shenim Miskavin because you don't have Kavana to pull off the hair. Your kavani was just to divide a line there, like to make a clear line that you could make a shita. But your kavani, your intentions are not really to pull out the hair. You're only like pushing the hair on the side to make a clear line. So if that's the heter of the Mishnah, over the Yom Tov also the same thing would be. Dovashayna Miskavin Muta. So you'd be allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov this way also. You'd allowed to take the knife and first like try and just push the hair on the side both ways. Even though it's, and then use your hands also to push it to the side. Even though maybe some hair would come out, but it's a dove shenim skaf and that'll be mutta. I it's a psigresh will soon see the gemaraita. So Mar so they said that was the shtaf to shy liyif. So Amuli said back to him, Zil Shamla Rav Chananel, first ask Rav Chananel Bechlal, Iyom Alokha Hashem Bekav Yosef Ben Meshulam. First ask him if we pass on Rav Yosef Ben Meshulam in the Mishnah. If Shid Lechu, and then I'll answer you your shayla. Like first let's make sure we pass on like him. Tomorrow said that's what happened. Also he went Shalu yes to Shailo. Omulu they said back to him, yes, Hoch Yom Rav is a Rav said Aloch Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. We passed on Rav Yosef ben Meshulam in the Mishnah that by Bechor at least you'll add a Shech that way by pushing here on the side first. So now also the Kaim with the Rav Huna Omulu connect the Biyontif Muta. So yes, Muta like Abba Shalom all the way by Yomtif. He said yes, Biyontif it's also Muta. In other words, the reason why in the Mishnah it's Mut is not because Tolish is not called Geizes, but rather real Tolish, if you have Kavana to pull it off, would be Yosa. But in the Mishnah, your intentions are not really to pull out the hair. Your intentions are just to push the hair on the side, and not to pull it off. So the Dabba Shayna Maskavi is therefore the Yimut, even on Yom Tov also. It now we also learn like this, Omer Rav Chananel, Bar Shalom Yom Mishmei Derav, connect the Yom Tov Mut. The same thing on Yom Tov, attack of Yimut on Yom Tov also. Now the question, Omi Yom Rav Hak, is it true that Rav said like this, that's Mut on Yom Tov?